I'm just telling you. So therefore, a lot of times, depends on whether you feel I'm going to train this, where we done, you can't name nothing if we didn't do it in that particular field.
Yes, sir.
So that when it comes right, we can function without getting led this way, or we know how to nip things in the bud, or the, well, I'm not going to let my eyes light up and look this way, because this might be that way. I see, but I don't see.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
That's why we were specially handpicked.
Yes, sir.
I got the prison master about the chief of the best of the Bazaar, but I number especially through Master J.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So you can take someone like Mr. Momo, like Mr. Jabari and all them, and take them out, because let me tell you, they're just like a little child in a candy factory.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, they don't know what they want.
Yes, sir.
You know?
That's right, yes, sir.
But all business, you couldn't eat it all if they got it all.
Yes, sir.
It'll give them a tummy ache.
Yes, sir.
So, but anyway, so now you know the general thing, but everybody is not for that. That's not for everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's only for certain type of laborers.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So all business, you to a lot of God in the prison, Master of the Chief of the Ram. A lot of God in the prison, Master of the Chief of the Ram, Master of the Ram, make known to us which ones are those ones.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. But I'll sister him on the so-called Cynthia.
She's at the best of the law, God in the person Master Walsky Fire Muhammad could have her, sir, whether she knows it or not.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm mentality here and so on when she was supposed to be outside by the window or something.
Oh, I don't know, sir.
As far as I let go, well, after so-called Donna and somebody, Monique had left. But after that, when I was sitting there in the living room, it was after so-called Chantel and after so-called Erica and myself, and we were sitting there, and the sister, she sort of did it in it, you know, we could tell that she was throwing something out there in the air, letting it be known of whatever it is that she may have heard that we don't care anyway, right?
Yeah, well, see, I was talking loud enough when she heard the word bitch and all that, she's able to hear, but she's not able to translate what it all means.
She made a statement like this, like she was getting ready to go walk outside. She said, well, I'm getting ready to go outside now, going around out here, around the back, maybe by the patio door. You know, that right there was letting know, I heard y'all when y'all said this, or so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera. So, but then she not just did it just that once, and she kept doing it, right? So then I made it, like I got the person, Master Walsky Far Muhammad's messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to make a statement to her, told her that if she was trying to say something, come on out with it and say it. Don't hold nothing back, because we don't have no secrets around here. We don't hide anything.
Yes,
sir. So then she said, well, no, I was just letting y'all know that I go outside. And I said, okay, sister, just check yourself, because I can see through it.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. Because, what is she going outside, and was it night?
No, sir, it was in the daytime.
Oh, well, that's good, man. Okay, well, sometimes when they go outside, say, well, here, sister, you're going outside, stick one of the walkie-talkies in her hand and say, here, just leave it on.
Yes, sir.
And then you have yours, so therefore you don't walk out there without a walkie-talkie.
Yes, sir.
So you have the battery started up and you leave it on. When you're out there, you have it on, or find your little case where you can carry it on your side or whatever, but you do that when you go out there, you go out. When you're outside, you should have a walkie-talkie with you.
Yes, sir.
To the inside. In fact, they have plugs where you can hook into the walkie-talkie so that the walkie-talkies inside won't be using the batteries.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just saying, the way that you have to do, that's the way that you do when someone is out there when you're walking around, carry a walkie-talkie.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But we got something better understood. And another thing I wanted to make sure, if you wanted to, but you don't have it, you got to get them intercom systems set up.
Yes, sir.
So then when you push a button, if the sister's all sitting in your room, say, for instance, sister has another sister downstairs when I'm talking on the phone upstairs.
Yes, sir.
If I wanted to say something to them and it came up, then you could push the button and tell them, pick up the phone a minute, because he wants you to pick up the phone, or push the button so that all of you can hear at once, and then when they tell you to cut it off, cut it off.
Yes, sir.
The intercom to see if it's off so that you don't hear me. If I'm not talking on the phone, you'll hear through the intercom, and you'll hear me talking to them, so therefore they didn't cut it off and they penalized.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, we're not saying that that's the way to do it. We could do it the way we could try it with the intercom system.
Yes, sir.
They can sit in the living room or something where the intercom system, or sit around the intercom system, where in case I want to say something to them, like when I want to say, well, let me explain something to you now. I will not tolerate you not going down to get get that thing business taken care of down at the assistant building.
Yes, sir. See, I'm trying to go back in my memory. There's an intercom in the sister's room.
Did you push the button?
I don't know.
Or it don't work that way?
Yes, sir. It picked up. It picked up, but we're not sure where they are in the house right now. They could be in the living room.
But you can push a button and just see it. Somebody might be right there.
Yes, sir.
You can't be trying.
Oh, yes, sir. The sister's pushing the button now, sir.
But can you understand what I'm saying? Because
yes,
we have to make known to them, hey, a credit of freeload ain't about nothing.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And if they don't go down there and take care of their business, then what good are they if they can't follow instructions?
That's true, yes, sir. Like I'm the person, Master Wallace D. Farr Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the remote control unit of Master Jay, what you had given yesterday. I went over this with the sisters last night and told them that it was a command, and they went and did their part in everything, yesterday? Well, it was the night before. And then the things that we're going over now, like I didn't press my swastika.
Oh, they went back down there to the place?
They went back down there yesterday after
what you're supposed to have, you're supposed to show them a receipt to let them know that, supposed to make a carbon copy of where the bill for that rental place there was paid in advance for $15,000 that has to be reimbursed to a religious body that was trying to help them.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. That's...
Now, can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The religious body.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Yes, sir. But, you know, on the thing that we got from the landlord,
yeah,
it has my name on there also.
Understand this. Listen to what
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay. Yes,
it has a religious body, and it has Miss, it has Mother Superior, and it has your name, and it has Sister Some of Us Who Call Donna's name.
Yes, sir.
Mother Superior had told them about it's a religious group.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, you're supposed to show that Mother Superior, or however, so it doesn't say religious group on that religious body at all, nowhere, huh?
No, sir.
Okay, it just says Mother Superior and you, Sister Anselma, Sister Gardana, and you, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mother Superior and Sister Anselma, Sister Gardana, Mother Superior, who is in a religious body, belongs to a religious body, paid to rent up in advance and in order to be able to help some sisters that are homeless by renting them rooms.
Yes, sir. Sir, like I had the person, Master Wallace D. Farr Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when I was out there in the world, this was kind of like one of my lines also, you know, in doing that, you know, and it's possible to get another one. Their appointment is on Tuesday, so we could get the document that's needed for that, and we could do it ourselves in the proper mannerism as prescribed by, like I had the person, Master Wallace D. Farr Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That if you showed them your thing where the place is where that place is rented up to a year and any grass, they know that them people are not going to be able to stay there without paying their rent.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They're not paying rent on something that hasn't already been already rented up.
Yes, sir.
That's the point of what I'm talking about, to let them know that it ain't no, it's not no such thing as a shared housing when it's already done been rented by someone.
Yes, sir, but they would have to pay their rent.
Yeah, but they have to pay their rent.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, it's in a business. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's not
sir.
That they're paying rent as they go for the place. The place has already been rented by
sir.
Mother Superior and them.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you... Well, they already went down there, so there ain't no sense of me having to push the button to say anything then, huh?
No, sir, not on that aspect. Yes,
okay, on what aspect?
Well, yeah. I got in the past, well, super, well...
Another thing that you didn't do, if you knew that you wasn't going to come and be able to come and visit me and took up that last visit this day, you should have called and seen your sister and someone still called Cookie. You could have got her way back up this way, but that's done now.
Yes, sir. I answer my mama, so called Jabari, and this is before the conversation with you tonight, sir. He said that he may be up there this evening.
Oh, what time is it?
I don't know. He may not be up there because he was having a bowel thing.
Well, if he was having a bowel thing, well, I know what that was about because he's messing with something.
Well, he's on the codeine. So.
Yeah, that's what it calls him now. I already told him he's got to get adjusted to it. See, he makes complications. I'm not the president of the Master of Religion. I'm not the president of the Master. I'm making half complications whenever he do something stupid.
Yes, sir. He said he drank castor oil and he just taking an enema.
Yeah, right. Well, he don't even have to take no enema if he drink that prune juice.
Yes, sir.
Prune juice make you enema.
Yes, sir.
Enema with that toilet stool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll bet you think you say, well, I can't. I don't seem to work on me. I guarantee you drink enough, it's going to work whether you want it to work or not.
Yeah,
you are. That's all that is. You just don't drink a little bit and expect it to work. No, you drink enough where it's going to work, really, and it'll make your body work right.
Yes,
oh, you
sir.
Know, we know.
I'm a witness to that, sir.
Okay, well, if you could call and tell them, well, if you wanted to, if they had a time to slip him up through this way, he could have came up and visited me or go visit Brother Anthony,
sir.
You know, but the next thing I was going to say, if Sister Ann Simon, if the so-called Monique ever violates any particular laws or laid down is governing a certain thing,
yes, sir.
Then you're supposed to, if she went somewhere in the van and didn't go, or you have to penalize, you take the key from her and put it into the hands of someone else.
Yes, sir.
But now, Sister Ann Simon, so-called Chantel, is supposed to be up and ready to go, and if she can't, she's supposed to train, she's supposed to tell someone, I can't make it today, so you go with her in the morning and take the children or whatever.
Yes, sir.
In that particular matter, but now if she come back in the door by herself, then you're supposed to politely take the key from her and put the key into someone else's hand to do that. But you have to make sure that, like I told Sister SMS Company, that she's supposed to take the people down there and make sure that they get their drive. If they don't get nothing else, get a driver's permit.
Yes, sir.
Then you get a driver's permit, then you can drive. She don't have to drive all the time. Let one of them drive while she's in there so that she can train them on how to drive like her.
All right, yes, sir. So this is a thing that has to be done now, so we'll get on that, sir. But the sister and Sir Muhammad, she understood that and everything, but it's like, you know, they don't handle any money. So we will get on that, yes, sir.
What do you mean they don't have money? We have money.
I understand. Yes, sir. I know that. But I said we will get on it right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're supposed to go down there and drive them. It don't cost nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And everyone should at least, everyone in that family should at least have a driver.
That's right, yes. Like God, the person, Master Wasley, Fire Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, makes us aware of that, sir, now, on and on. And we have been speaking about this, and yes, sir, we'll get on it right now.
Yeah, well, I had that on the tape, past tapes a couple of days ago.
I understand that, sir. But
yeah, well,
now we know to the end.
Because you got to remember, Sister Angela, so-called Erica, can't drive a lick, so she got to get some driving mm-hmm. under her belt. But do it, you know what I'm saying?
Do it alive, Master Wasley Farmer Muhammad's way. Yes, sir.
Because you see, one person with license in there driving, that's you know that she might get sick or cramped up or something. Someone else has to get behind the wheel, and we wouldn't want to violate the law.
Oh, yes, sir, that's right.
Someone's there, some other person there got to have the license.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So the next one I said was just answer my so-called Chantel.
Yes, sir.
So you get that particular license there. Well,
yes.
I mean, you'll get her a permit.
Yes, sir.
I said that Sister Angela took on Monique to make sure that she get down there and get the permit. I don't know if she ever had any license or not. Sister Angela took on Chantel.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
You might have been the one wrecking everything on, right? You just know how to drive.
Well, there's a story on that, but she drives
for you. You say that Sister Anselma, the so-called Erica, and Sister Anselma, the so-called Chantel, were living together, and they always seem that when they borrow somebody's van's car that they rent, they usually the one that tear it all up and stuff and can't be found.
Well, yes, sir, because the Sister Anselma, so-called Chantel, she could not drive, and she was driving the gold.
That's what I just said, that they would seem to me then that they was the one that would tear up everything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that's why I said that they're going to have to learn how to drive, but you got to have something to drive or a reason to drive and a way to drive. And driving a van is different than driving a car.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, because that bitch right now, neither one of them look like they can drive too good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell of life.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you'll call tomorrow, and so you get that information and data out, and just make sure the brother has something so that you better understand that what I said.
Okay, yes,
right,
sir.
Yes, sir.
And I better not catch your brother. You better not associate with brother Mr. Mumbo and them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shadala no who. When I say Shadala no who, Allah God, the prince of Macabre, the deep, Allah, Mama, the next, the Mazan, the God, Mama, the last, Allah, Malikam, to the degree, the creator's master plan of the year, Allah, the host, the destined now.
94.
Well, for this duke, Allah God, the prince of Macabre,